Now, we'd like to think that once our children grow up and they become youth, that ultimately they would get better and that messaging would get better, that they wouldn't have it their way. Do you realize how many commercials a youth is listening to before the time that they graduate from high school? Here's the average. The average youth around 18 years of age has heard 365,000 TV commercials. That's a lot. The content of those TV commercials are basically this. I'll sum them up in a sentence. You can have it your way. A hamburger, there's a restaurant. That's their motto. You can have it your way. Which one is it?
Burger King.
Burger King. Yep. A luxury car. When they sell a luxury car, they say, well, you can have the temperature on your side of the car at 72.42 degrees. And your wife can have the temperature on her side at 75.35 degrees. You can have it your way, in other words, is what they're saying. That cruise vacation, you can have all your desires and dreams met in 1 week. Just sign up. It's going to be fantastic. Let me put it this way. This commercial will never run. You'll never see this commercial. Adapt to our product. Accept our way. And just go ahead and make sure that you do it completely the way we want you to do it. That won't sell any product. You won't see that commercial. So from a young age, and then when we get older, we do it our way. That's why we so desperately need this prayer. Thy will be done. See how that keeps in check? Without that prayer, we're just always wanting what we want. This prayer also does another thing. It also keeps us from stopping from, I should say, it keeps us volunteering. Volunteering means that I'm giving my will to something, to a community or a project that is greater and bigger than myself. It was interesting, a couple weeks ago, the Rotary, Dan's the president of the Rotary, and I don't know if he was a part of this, but they invited five of the leaders, the executive directors from the different nonprofits that are helping with youth recover from the pandemic over the last couple of years, places like Jackson Street Youth, Old Mill, this sort of thing. Lindy was probably on the call. One of the interesting things was the executive directors shared about their perspectives on how it's going for children coming out of the last couple of years. The good news, here were a couple pieces of good news that they shared. Tons of money. Nonprofits are doing great. Another piece of good news is they said that children will recover. These things are ACEs, they call them. They can recover from struggles. It's going to take a while, but they can recover. One of the bad pieces of bad news, volunteers. There aren't as many volunteers. Does that surprise you? Volunteerism has dropped. And those who do volunteer are a little less willing to do, maybe more or what they used to do, that sort of thing. Thy will be done. Says, Lord, I want to volunteer. I want to volunteer at church. And isn't that what church is? No, I mean, the pastor doesn't beg you to do anything. Not yet. We don't have to pay people to do stuff. We don't have to drag people from their beds to come and do. No, we get to volunteer. That is such a beautiful thing about our church. Volunteerism, thy will be done. That word volunteer in Old English was called willers. In other words, you're willing to do something. Your heart's in it. That's the beauty. This prayer keeps us volunteering, engaging. Back to Jesus. Jesus never just taught something without doing it and modeling it. This was Jesus' practice. Here in the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew chapter 26, Jesus says, not my will, but your will be done. And he says it a couple times actually in this text. Not my will, but your will be done. I think in Jesus' life, and you get it from this text, I don't think there were some things that Jesus wanted to do. I don't think he wanted to go out into the wilderness to be tempted by Satan 40 days. The Greek says the Spirit cast him out. He didn't go out voluntarily, if you read the Greek carefully. I don't really know if Jesus was so excited about going to Jerusalem facing large crowds that were against him. He knew it was coming around the corner, but he knew it was his Father's mission and his Father's will. I don't know exactly. Jesus had some hesitation. He said, "Take this cup from me." That's a symbol of death. "Take this death away from me. I don't want to die." But he gives into the Father's will. Amazing. His story is the exact opposite of our lives. From an early age, we learn to have it our way. And then we grow up, we hear commercials, "We should have it our way." We grow up older and we have it our way. Jesus did the opposite. The further he went, the more he was empty. He never had comfort. He never did what he wanted to do. He did it the Lord's way. And he prayed that prayer, "Thy will be done." So join him in that prayer. And just to remember it, palms open, eyes peeled out, and the words, "Thy will be done." Amen. Let's pray about that, and then we'll continue with prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for those simple words, "Thy will be done." Lord, we pray that that prayer would become active in our church, in our community. There's just too much "I want it my way" in this world. Lord, there's a better way. There's your way. Give us a heart to model that so others can live the healthy, beautiful life that Jesus lived. Amen.